It's just great to have it done, and like I say, just sit back and enjoy the rest of the holidays, baking cookies, going to parties, you know, things like that.
I think customers have really gotten used to the fact that they can come to us and we'll pack it professionally, have a packing guarantee for them, and it'll get there safely on time.
Collecting the cash, people trying to get their packages off. They say millions shipped on Monday, December 10th, one of the busiest days for shipping, trying to get everything there in time, if you think about it. And you're looking at the Christmas holidays now. We are 2 weeks, officially 2 weeks away from Christmas, and we're into Hanukkah, by the way, right now. So if you were shipping something to someone for Hanukkah, hopefully it's going to get there real soon before all the 8 days are gone. And we got mega people running around like chickens with their head cut off trying to get those gifts now. So you can see the parking lots look like the arenas where somebody's going to see their favorite team. That's just how jammed they are. You never see all the spaces taken up. But it's that phenomenon that happens each and every year called Christmas shopping. So, hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Proud to say, not part of that crazy Christmas crowd running around. Maybe you are, but I do the online thing, I think, a little bit better. Not so many frayed nerves. How's that? Feels a lot better anyway. In Minneapolis and in parts of the Midwest, if people were looking to go Christmas shopping on Sunday, maybe some of them stayed home because they had 14 to 16 inches of snow, and the snowstorm ended up with piles of cars piling up because there was a lot of those spin-outs and little fender benders and some more serious wrecks. But more than anything, you had people that were smacking into each other on the ramps because that's what happens when you can't see and you get those whiteout conditions and you got people on the road. But that's all cleared up, and it was smooth sailing for at least for the planes coming in and out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, because they certainly know how to deal with the weather there. The snow plow business is booming. And that's a good field to be in when they get a lot of snow, whereas you have many other places that aren't used to snow, then they get the snow, and nobody can dig up a snow plow. So you see so many people not used to trying to shovel snow out there, shoveling snow. And as any good Minnesotan can tell you, you really have to have some muscles working, and you have to take breaks in between because it can get really tough when the snow is very, very deep. Speaking of deep, we are deep in it when it comes to what's happening politically with this whole cliff thing and what the cliffhanger is ultimately going to be. Maybe we'll see in 2013. You had Obama and Speaker of the House Boehner meeting over the weekend on Sunday trying to figure out a way of this maneuvering on both sides with the taxes and the cutting to see if they could come up with something, and I don't know that they did because we didn't see anything. I guess both sides having conversation is good, but they're not really saying anything. And maybe what we didn't hear is perhaps even more telling, since there was no grand bargain. We didn't hear of any great bargain that came out of the meeting on Sunday. I would assume we would have, because they would both want to push it forward, push the ball forward, and talk about how they were able to come up with a way to solve the crisis. And if they would get everybody else on board, then they could have a vote and they could roll forward and all that sort of stuff. So a meeting at the White House doesn't mean that it's going to solve what ails the Democrats and then ultimately the Republicans. You know, I have a sinking feeling that one of two things happens. They come up with some kind of a Band-Aid, which I really didn't believe was going to happen at all, but only do it for 3 months into the new year, which would be disastrous anyway when you're dealing with all the tax cuts expiring and everything else. Or just let it stand. Just let it all fall off and let the chips fall where they may. And unfortunately, people who don't believe they're going to be affected by it are going to be affected by it and offended by it in the end, because, you know, this is the wicked game of groundhog that we've been playing for a year and a half. And we're all seething and sick of it. There's a reason why people are hired to represent us in Washington and get paid to do that, because we all can't go to Washington. We all cannot be part of the government. So we have representation, but our representation just continues to let us down. So Boehner and the Republicans say no to any tax increases, but they have agreed to increase revenue from tax reform, like eliminating some deductions. Look out. Mortgage deductions, probably. Loopholes would be part of the deficit reduction package. But what about taxing income higher, over $250,000, for families that make over $250,000? John Boehner is kind of deftly stepping around this. But the word is that most of the Republicans are kind of buckling to the $250,000 or more. That they're saying, okay, if this is what it takes to get it done, as long as we get what we want, then we might be willing to do that. The compromise, if the current rate is 35%, and the top income bracket, they're saying maybe 39.6%, if Obama is willing to compromise, they might say 37%, because then he would say he was able to get more revenue. It wouldn't quite be what he wanted, but at least it would be more money. So is it about locking down the additional money, or what's going to happen there? And we're not going to know until the last second. That's why nothing came out of that meeting. We're not going to know until the last second. If the Bush tax cuts expire, just so you know, for most of us, since we're the sweaters, and I say sweaters, meaning not we're wearing sweaters, but we're sweating it out because the middle class is sweating from paycheck to paycheck, we're going to pay about $2,000 a year more in taxes if nothing happens. $2,000 more.
Uh-huh.
By the way, what about secession? Many of you have written me notes about that. So I did some checking today to make sure. Texas is still lying in wait, waiting for the president's reaction to the petition demanding to be allowed to secede from the United States. The governor, Rick Perry, says he does not back that in any way, shape, or form, so they're probably going to keep waiting. Sunday was the last day over the weekend for Texas's petition to secede from the union to get the 25,000 digital signatures. And, of course, they did get the digital signatures. So will they recognize, ultimately, what Texas has done? I guess they can recognize it, but they're not going to do anything about it. So it is all for naught, but at least it goes on the record. And I think many Texans at least feel gratified about that, that it's out there. The dissatisfaction is on record. Coming up this hour here on America Tonight, We Can Count. It is ultimately about the numbers, and the numbers speak for themselves when we hear that the Department of Transportation says the deaths on our roadways, believe it or not, lowest in more than 60 years. Wow, that's incredible. I never would have guessed that. If you had asked me true or false, I would have said false. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Tonight, just a little preview. What inspired you and what depressed you from 2012, the year that shortly will be in the books? It's always good to take stock, I think, at the end of the year. And boy, I have plenty to say on what inspired and plenty to say on what really, really depressed me this past year. There were some major disappointments, I think, that we saw in this country. And one of them is continuing to play out in Washington. It's the same old song they're playing over and over again. What say you, America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Izzy in Missouri. Hello, Izder.
Hello, Kate.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Good.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You're welcome. And I have all my Christmas shopping done. I did it online. I did not go to the stores, and I bought Made in America.
Yay! Yeah, you have to really have patience, Izzy, for shopping now these days when it's December, November.
Of which I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
I cannot stand the crowds. I cannot stand the rude people and the grabbing and the shoving.
Yep.
I'm like, nope, I'm going to hit my computer. I spent 5 hours, got it done,
Good.
And I'm good to go.
Good.
So, and as for the fiscal clear, I'm so sick of that cliche. Honestly,
I know.
I just am like, okay, we already know there's probably 1% of honest politicians left. So just cut the crap and get it done.
Mm-hmm.
But no more money for Obama. I'm sorry. He doesn't get any more money to blow. $1.4 billion last year for his staff and his parties and his travels and yada, yada, yada. Now, start cutting. If the rest of us have to suffer, then so can the White House.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they could cut half the maids there. As far as I'm concerned.
They can make their own beds.
Well, why not? I know a lot of rich people that make their own beds.
I do, too.
I mean, this is not impressing me, but nonetheless, anyway, I just thought, gag me. Every time I hear that term now, I just want to pound something.
I know. It's
same
awful.
Same with the unions. Nope. There was a time in this country where, yes, they did some good. They no longer do any good. And in my area, we lost a large company, which really hurt our local economy because of the union. They just would not shut up. They would not back down. The company said, ta-ta, and they flat moved out of the state. We're an at-will state. But the unions wouldn't stop, so they moved to Texas.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'm sorry, but unions, you overplayed your hand. You got greedy. And I don't understand how union members, normal people, with normal neighbors, et cetera, well, I think they're normal. Some may not be. But and they turn violent. And I don't get that. And I'm like, you people need to really get your head and your fourth point of contact together here and start looking at the real problem. Because I resent anybody that can earn $30 an hour and stand there all day and maybe put in 8 rivets. And that's what happens in the auto industry. They have
True.
These guys that just stand there all day.
Mm-hmm.
And they might do some work. Well, gee, guys, don't you think you're a little overpaid? I do. That's just my personal opinion. I mean, we all want to earn good wages, but the union's not cutting it, and they're doing a lot of harm to this country. They have done a lot of harm. And we no longer have, they've run out a lot of companies. And no, I don't believe in slave wages, and I don't think that we should all be working at minimum wage for various jobs. However, do I think a ditch digger needs to earn $30 an hour? No, I don't.
Yeah.
Sorry, it doesn't take much skill to dig a ditch. Labor, it's intensive labor, but, you know, unions need to really sit down and shut up for a while. And that's all I have to complain about tonight.
I like it, Izzy. I agree with you. I agree with you about, you know, that's the problem. It's like, you know, here's the thing, dude. If you go, you went too far with the pendulum with the unions, and that's the problem. When we really did need unions for a while in this country, but unfortunately, it swung completely the other way, and then we see what happens, because then everybody loses out. Like she said, she gave you the great example. What happens? A company leaves. People lose jobs. Now they're scrambling trying to find those jobs. And why? Because they're in Texas. But the other part of that is certainly people deserve to make good wages, not slave wages, as Izzy was saying. And somebody who stands on that assembly line could say, well, you know, what are the fat cats making upstairs? How much should we be getting paid? But that auto industry got out of whack, and that's what happened there. And really, they didn't make up for what they were paying out. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, you know, there's a famous song. You know, I can't remember all the words, but I think it goes like, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Over the fiscal cliff we go, laughing all the way. Yeah.
Yes, we will. We will be laughing is the thing, yes.
I do, really. You know what? All the Republicans have to do is listen to this show, I think, you know, because I'm going to give them a little hint, you know. The game that the Democrats play is, hey, you know, we'll cut and we'll just raise taxes. But the thing is, they raise taxes today and they cut 10 years down the road, maybe. So what the Republicans can say is, you know that debt ceiling there, Obama? Instead of raising it, why don't you lower it $500 billion. That's all. Just lower the debt ceiling. If we raise it, I'm sure we can lower it, right?
Right.
We're not up to the ceiling yet. So they lower the debt ceiling, and then we let them raise, some taxes. First, though, they have to lower the debt ceiling. That would mean that they couldn't just keep on, spending more and more and more. That's what they have to do.
They can't keep you're right about that. That's what happens, because it's easy to say, we could all do it. It's easy to say, don't worry, I'll get a big job, so I'm going to leverage myself to the hill because I know I'm going to get this job where I'm going to make, $500,000 or whatever. I'm the government, and I know we're going to mess around with this, and we're going to figure out a way to get this next year, but they don't do it. Every year they keep pushing they keep blowing the ceiling off like it's nothing, and this is added up to where we are. We're stuck. We're barely paying the interest.
Yeah, and, both sides are playing a game with
us.
Yeah. This is the thing that happened with the last time when it was the debt ceiling, and then they came up with the super committee, and, it was all a big lie. And we knew it. We talked about it on this show. And this is going to be a big lie, because they're talking the same way they did back then. They're talking about 10-year plans, but we can't even get them to do a 1-year budget. So I say, okay, prove to us that you've got some guts and lower the debt ceiling. Lower it $500 billion. You raised it like, I don't know what, $8 trillion last time. Lower it. And then we can talk. But first, they got to lower the debt ceiling. You heard it here first, Kate.
Very
super duper Christmas season. We love you like crazy out here.
All right, Tomas, thank you. You too. Avoid those shopping malls. Not that I'm trying to kill anyone's business in the shopping center, but boy, it is really tough when you go out there, I'm telling you. I know I keep bagging on this, but I guess it's because, like everybody else, I live near shopping centers, and when you go by and I just see, and I can see the panic in the people. I have to get these gifts. What will I do if I don't get in there now, today? And I wonder what it's like, because I haven't done this in a very long time. I would have had to be a kid the last time that I can remember running around like a crazed person on Christmas Eve getting gifts. If I did anything where I was crazed, I was wrapping things at the last second. But I can't remember running around getting gifts on Christmas Eve. That would be, that would be hairy, scary, wouldn't it? Running into whatever you could find. Let me see which McDonald's gift certificates. Never mind. Let me run to Home Depot. Let's see if I can get some power tools. What can I possibly get at the last minute? Hang with us.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
Old school, if you do not have a Twitter handle, we do, Real Radio Talk. If you go to americatonight.net, you can click on and follow us on Twitter. Now, even when you turn on the tube, everything's about Twitter, hashtag, at whatever. Whether you're watching news or you're watching some television program, you constantly see that. Twitter has just exploded. So we have a segment called Tweet This. What happened to those birds? Where are they? They're flying around somewhere? I actually have a lot of birds in my backyard. They don't sound like that. Cardinals. A male cardinal and a female cardinal. They jump on the feeder, and the male always lets the female go first. There may, I don't know if it's chivalry or if it's what they do as cardinals. I don't know. I'm going to say chivalry because I think it's kind of cool, but I could be dead wrong on that. Anybody who is a bird enthusiast, you would probably know much more than I on this one. Okay. Here's some of our interesting Twitter handles that we came across. How about Gary Bettman at permanent icing? Gary Bettman is the commissioner of the NHL, and he is killing. Yeah, I'd have to boo that, too. He's killing the great game of hockey. Hockey, eh? I mean, for any of us who like to catch a game, we are having to watch old games, if we even have any. Because, it does, you know, more games are getting canceled. I can't imagine there's going to be an NHL season. It's a sport that's iffy in this country as it is. So, what are you doing? Why are you doing this to the sport? Have you learned nothing from what happens to sports when you go on strike or do a lockout that continues? Baseball, boy, some people are still bitter about baseball. And we have definitely moved on from that, haven't we? How about this one? McAfee. You know McAfee, the big security giant, and the man behind McAfee, who is wanted for questioning in the strange murder of his Belize neighbor. How about McAfee at Bring Me Home, Please? Because he wants to come back to the United States, and so far that is not happening. He's saying that they're trying to frame him, they hate him, all this kind of stuff, and he's concerned about it. So, Bring Me Home, Please, McAfee. Then there's this one, JFK at Stunned Constantly. It seems like everything happens at JFK. We're talking about JFK International Airport. This was a stunning thing that occurred. The TSA agent stopped a guy making a crazy discovery at the airport. They say he had a stash of 26 stun guns in his checked luggage. Stun guns are illegal in New York. He was going to fly to the Dominican Republic. Instead, they arrested him. So the TSA made sure to remind us that we are responsible for items in our bags. Whatever is in our bag, we are responsible for it. So he was just trying to sell stun guns. He got them on the black market, and he was trying to sell them in the Dominican. I'm sure that's what that was about. But it was crazy that they busted him, that they flipped it open. And, of course, they flip open all the luggage, don't they? I always get one of those tags where they say they've been through the luggage, and I just assume that for the most part they check almost all of them. It's very rare that I haven't gotten that, so I'm assuming that almost everything that goes through, they do end up doing it. I'll tell you one thing they don't always do is they don't always weigh the luggage. You know, the airlines now, even to just get a seat, pretty soon it's going to be, do you want to sit on the floor for free and we'll strap you in, or do you want to sit on the seat in coach? Because now when you go and you pick your seats, they have premium seats and this seat and that seat where you can pay $30 extra to get a better seat, which is just a coach seat in a more desirable area of the plane. Are you kidding me? So already you'd be out like $80 because you'd have to pay for luggage. And then, well, that assumes how many, if are there two of you or just one. But I don't know how these families where they have three, four kids and then two adults, whoo, that has got to get expensive. I guess they travel with wool lights so they can wash their clothes. Kids, pick out two of your favorite outfits. And make sure they're very, very light, because we have to roll them up and stick them in the suitcase. And it can't weigh more than 50 pounds, because we cannot pay extra for that. It's crazy flying now. It's like we're on a bus in Cartagena, and there's people with chickens sitting next to us, and they're squawking in our ear. I mean, really, that's what it's like flying some days. It's insanity. It's insanity. All right, speaking of insanity, The McAfee story, I wanted to flush this out a little bit more. It gets stranger and stranger every day. Is he a crazy eccentric guy, or what's the deal? He did win a stay of deportation from Guatemala because he was a wreck, having like all kinds of heart palpitations, fainting, you know, all kinds of stuff. He is the runaway tycoon. Remember we had the runaway bride? He's the runaway tycoon. And he, you know, they want him in Belize. They want to talk to him about the neighbor, about what happened there. I mean, this guy was the internet pioneer king of privacy. He made a fortune on the whole privacy, privacy security thing. And, you know, you half the computers you go to, they say Norton or McAfee or something else, whatever it is that you use for security. But McAfee is still one of the leaders. But they want to talk to him about something that happened on November 11th. It was an American businessman, his neighbor, who ended up dead. So they took him to a police hospital last week. They went to a heart unit to look at his heart. He had a nervous breakdown. They say he didn't have heart problems, but now he's feeling better. He was feeling better over the weekend. In Guatemala, they decided they took him into custody last week for entering the country illegally. But now it looks like the antivirus software king is gotten a little bit of a stay anyway. He was looking for asylum in Guatemala, saying that they're prosecuting him or persecuting him is the other way to put it. They're really persecuting him in Belize. But the Guatemalans said there was no bias for his asylum, blah, blah, blah. And so it seems as though he's made a few friends and things have changed a little bit for him. And, you wind back the clock and you think of McAfee in go back to the 80s, if you look at this cat story. And in 87, he was doing this from his house in California, the whole security software thing. 7 years later, he sells his stake in the company. He moved to Belize in 2008. I mean, he is worth a fortune. He's worth a fortune. So the argument is over what's ultimately going to happen. He gets a stay of deportation, but, I mean, that doesn't mean that he's not going to get booted eventually. You know, there's just a little bit of a stay anyway, and part of that is because of, I think part of it is because he figured if he had a nervous breakdown, I'm just saying that they might have some mercy on him or something. But, eventually I would assume they're going to boot him back to Belize. Who knows? Just another crazy story with an ending that we have no idea whether or not he definitely had some words with his neighbor. They were definitely having some kind of problems. It was over dogs and barking and whatever. But ultimately, I think he's going to have to end up answering some questions. He's not going to get the protection. I think he wants to return to the United States. Let's put it that way. And here's a big one for you. The Supreme Court, as expected, this isn't an unexpected turn of events, is going to look at same-sex marriage. This has been coming, I think, for a long time. Once it keeps getting kicked up, now this is where it ends. So ultimately, this was going to end up in their laps. And I think that this could be one of the biggest decisions that we've seen come down the pike. And what will the decision be? At this point, you know, again, it's like handicapping it. 5-4 against 5-4 in the other direction could be precedent setting. Let's see what ultimately the Supremes decide to do with this one. But it finally has happened. Sooner rather than later, because I think it's one of those things that just keeps getting pushed around. And now it's like the peas on the plate. You can't push the peas around anymore. They're going to have to look at it. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
Mm. Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging, nails and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Unstable in Egypt, the ground continues to shift. You have a newly elected regime, the Islamic government there. There's an angry population. And guess what the U.S. is doing? Sending 20 F-16 fighter jets as part of a billion-dollar foreign aid pack. The first four jets will be delivered to Egypt. That'll start January 22nd. How about that? So what happens if something spirals out of control with some kind of a wacky conflict between Egypt and Israel? That would put the U.S. in a bizarre situation because we would have supplied massive amounts of military hardware to both, yes, to both sides. And I guess because we're suffering financially, we have to supply arms. So that's what we do. All right, let's see. 20 F-16, absolutely. How much can we charge you? We need the money. The U.S. government ordered and paid for the fighter jets for Egypt's military as part of foreign aid for Egypt back in 2010. when Hosni Mubarak ruled. The fighter jets were supposed to be delivered in 2013, and they're going to go ahead as scheduled, even though Mubarak has been removed and replaced by Mohamed Morsi. Of course, he led the Muslim Brotherhood before becoming Egypt's president, and he was elected. He was democratically elected, but now the people aren't happy. They don't like his way of dictating, let's say. Seems as though he is dictating, yes. So all this military aid to Egypt, we're just throwing money at the Egyptian government. And clearly, are they an ally of ours or what? So, you know, this is a $213 million order. And it's paid for by, guess who? You and me. It's part of the foreign aid pack from America, which had to be approved by the Rotten Hill gang in Washington. So the F-16, which has been really the war horse, if you want, for our military for how many years, decades, is moving on to Egypt because, you know, they're constantly updating the electronics and all that other stuff, but that's too deep for this conversation for We Can Count. Just know this, that the F-16s are going in that direction. So the U.S.-Egyptian defense relationship has been good in the past, but that was Mubarak. Now things have changed. Will this come back to bite us? That is a very valid question and a very scary thing, honestly, to think about. All right, how about the Ravens linebacker, Terrell Suggs, who apparently had a cachet of weapons. He had 7 shotguns, handguns, and rifles, including an AK-47. You could say, well, you know, so what? But a Baltimore County judge, this is in Baltimore, remember, Baltimore Ravens, issued a temporary protective order against him at the order of his girlfriend. So, and his girlfriend is Candace Williams, that orders him to surrender all the stuff that I just mentioned. And he, you know, since something that popped into law in Maryland in 2009, judges can order temporary surrendering of firearms if there is potential for violence. So that's the worry. That's what the girlfriend is saying. She is, by the way, the mother of his 2 kids. And she's saying that in November she saw her boyfriend in a house other than where he told her he'd be. She went to the door and knocked, so you can only imagine what's happening here. He popped her, she says, and then she tried to get away in her car, and, you know, now she filed this order, so he'd never had problems with the weapons before. But anyway, because of that law in Maryland, they're not going to take any chances. And the NTSB officially confirmed, the National Transportation Safety Board, confirmed that Jenny Rivera was dead in that plane crash. She's California-born, a singer who became a superstar in a Mexican-American music format. She was on her way to a gig, I guess, in Mexico, and unfortunately, her plane crashed. They had feared this, but now they are positive that's what's happened. They sent a team to help the Mexican authorities there investigate the crash, and they're still trying to figure out specifically what it was. But it looks like it could be weather related. So what's interesting about her is she really came from a pretty dirt poor background, and on a major label contract, she ended up making millions of dollars in the end, where she had trouble even trying to cut a record. So she was pretty well known to lots of people on both sides of the border for a couple of different albums she did that ended up going up the charts and won platinum records and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So pretty depressing, I think, for her fans that were really watching, following her, and waiting for her upcoming concerts. And she was doing a concert. One of her concerts was going to be in Mexico City. So NTSB saying that Rivera, 43, there's your number, began her career working in a small office, and it led to massive riches and fame and all that kind of stuff. But another famous person killed in a small plane crash. Meanwhile, as we move along to a couple more quick ones for We Can Count, this one is, I think, interesting to talk about things that happen when kids have terrible falls. Like you see in New York and some other places where kids are in high rises, or they're in buildings where they end up taking some brutal falls and you just cannot believe they survived. It's always amazing to me. Those headlines always catch my attention. And in Pittsburgh, the police there are saying it's absolutely a miracle. A five-year-old boy survived a four-story fall. He fell from the window of an apartment building, and it happened late in the afternoon. His father was, you know, called out to him and tried to grab him but couldn't get him. They were playing in the apartment, and the window was open, and you guessed it, the rest is history. But he hit the ground and was okay. They took him to the hospital. The doctors ran a bunch of tests and all kinds of things, and they said that, you know, he broke his feet, but they can fix his feet, and it's fine. But that other than that, that was it. Whew. That's incredible, because so often, especially at that age, boy, and you think of the head, someone getting a head injury, how he survived that, that absolutely is miraculous. And I know you hate to talk about the fiscal cliff, and so do I, but boy, the deadline is on, because we're looking at just under 3 weeks now, 3 weeks before the taxes will ultimately, the tax breaks will ultimately expire, and the automatic cuts will be in place. Unless something happens with the fiscal problems that are going on in Washington, D.C. that affect you and that affect me. Because you might be looking at different things when you fill out your taxes, for one. You might not get some of the deductions that you're getting now. And certainly your checks would change a little bit if the Bush tax cuts expire. Because if they do, then it might be, you know, $80 a paycheck every 2 weeks, depends on how big your family is and if you're talking about two people working or whatever. But certainly you'll feel the pinch, probably up to $2,000. And it looks like they're scrambling after a face-to-face meeting at the White House, and maybe they've got something cooking that might work, where there's a little bit of a raise of the taxes and perhaps more slashing, and they avert the sweeping set of tax hikes and spending cuts that will jump into effect the beginning of January. But who knows? How can you tell if any progress is being made on that account? Remember, if you have any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me at americatonight.net.
I've got a really bad hangover, so if you aren't willing to have a sensible conversation, I'm just going to shut the curtains.
I appreciate your understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself. Thank you. Don't mention it.
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.